Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company Commercial Female Sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website www.griswoldcattle.com. Well, live and feeder cattle contracts should open moderately higher today thanks to residual buying interest and recent cash premieres. On the other hand, lean hog futures seem set to open on a mixed basis with short covering on one hand and long liquidation on the other. Now, cattle buying interest should start to show more signs of improvement today through significant trade volume and could be delayed, though, until sometime tomorrow. Early bids should start out around 190 to 192 in the north, about 120 in the south. Some show lists appear to be priced around 197 to 199. Nine in the north, 127 a bit higher in the south. The cattle complex expected open moderately higher, boosted by spillover buying from Wednesday's rally and the substantial cash market premium. Higher bids on Wednesday succeeded in moving only moderate numbers in hog country. Such a reality, coupled with fairly aggressive kill plans from now through Saturday, should necessitate another round of firm packer spending today. Hog futures seem staged to open on a mixed basis, tied to both long liquidation and short covering. On the grains, corn slips as planting opportunities may occur today. Soybeans recovered from early losses yesterday to finish higher on Wednesday, overcoming pressure from the lower equity markets, while wheat was firm despite improved conditions. The corn finished lower for the second day as weather forecasts indicate opportunities next week to resume planting in the Midwest. The dollar moved higher yesterday for the second day, but has not recovered last week's losses. Equities were lower, with the Dow Jones Industrials down about 105 points shortly after the crops closed. Disappointing factory activity in Britain and China also weighed on the market yesterday. The wheat markets did close firm to higher yesterday, with the best gains in hard red winter wheat, which was up about 2 cents. Crop scouts touring Kansas wheat fields this week found instances of disease, but mostly good crops in southwest areas of the state. In some other news, private Israeli buyers seek to buy 120,000 metric tons of corn and 40,000 tons of feed wheat, all options origin. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
On our cattle futures, June live cattle up 107 at 117.45 yesterday. August was up 95 at the close, 115.30. May feeder cattle up 152 at 144.92. August was up 57 at 143.62. May hogs down 110 yesterday, 77.37. The June was down 110 at 81.82 at the close. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was up 2 cents, 457 3/4. September up 2 1/4. 474 1/2. July wheat was up a half penny at the close, 471 1/4. September up a quarter penny at 481 1/2. July corn down 3 cents, 376 3/4. September down 2 1/2 at 379. July soy was up 4 cents at 1034, and August was up 4 cents at 1036. May cotton down 50, 61.67. July up 40, 63.18. June crude oil up 162 at 45.40. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.